Tamim chapter 1 Mishnah 1 Bishlosha Mekoimus HaKanim Shemrim Beis HaMikdash. There were three places in the temple that the Kanim used to stand guard, and they were Beis Avtinus, the place called the Beis Avtinus, Beis HaNitzos, a place called the Beis HaNitzos, or Beis HaMoikad, and a place called the Beis HaMoikad. So the Beis Avtinus was a chamber where they used to make the incense. That was, and there's a machlokas in the Gemara where it was. We're not exactly sure where it was, but it was either on the northern side of the courtyard or the southern side. If you can imagine the temple running from east to west and, you know, north-south the width. So they weren't sure where the Beis Avtinus was, which wall. Beis HaNitzos was a chamber where they used to have a small flame in it, and that was a permanent source of fire. That for lighting things. And Beis HaMoikad was a chamber that was on the northern side of the Zara, and that's where they had a bigger fire, and that's where the Kanim used to warm themselves, because they were walking around there barefoot. They only had one thin garment on. If you can imagine, winter in Israel is cold, and stone floors, and this is, and so they had, this was like a heated room where they could go and, yeah, they could go and heat themselves over there. Beis Avtinus, Beis HaNitzos, Hayu Alios, he says, Beis Avtinus and Beis HaNitzos, those two places were balconies. They were above, they were balconies. And Vairovim Shemrim Sham, and that's where the younger Kohanim used to stand guard in those places. But Beis HaMoikad, the third place where they had the fire, the big fire, Kippah, it was domed. Ubayis Gadol Hay, it was a big place, and Mukaf Rovdim Shel Evin, it was made of big stone slabs. Ziknei Beis Av Yeshanim Sham, that's where the elder Kohanim used to sleep. Umaftechois Hazara Beyadim, and they used to keep the keys for the courtyard there. It was outside the courtyard, but connected to it, and that's where they used to sleep and keep the keys. Upechei Kohuna Ish Kesiso Be'aretz, and also some of the younger Kohanim who weren't standing guard used to sleep over there as well. And they used to sleep on the floor. They didn't have beds, they used to sleep on the floor. Lo Yishanim Big Day Kodesh, and also they didn't sleep in their Kohanim, you know, their garments, their holy garments. Ela Poishtin, they would take them off, Umakaplin, fold them up, Umnichin Oisin Tachas Rasham, and they had put them, it says the language is under their heads, but they weren't allowed to use them as a pillow. That was, it was not a permitted use, but they used to like put them next to their heads. Umiskasin Biksois Atzman, and they would wear their own clothes to sleep in. Aira Keril Echadmim, and if one of them had a keri, one of them had an emission in the night, so then Yoitzi Vaholech Lobim Siba Holeches Tachas Bira. There was like a tunnel from there where they used to sleep that went under the temple. But Naris Dolkin Mikanim Mikanim was lit up on either side with candles. Adshim Megillah Beis HaTfilah, and they would get from there to the mikveh place where they used to tovel. Umadura Hasa Sham, and there was a place over there, a fire where they could warm themselves as well. Ubeis Kisei Shel Kavod, and there was also a toilet over there. Vizehaya Kavoida, and this so the reason for the toilet was that if the person had a seminal emission before he went to the mikveh, he had to go to the bathroom to get out all the rest of it. So it was compulsory to go to the bathroom before he went to the mikveh. And what was the, why is it called Vizehaya Kavoida? This was its like honor. That's a euphemism, a seat of honor. Matzah Nal, because if you found it closed, Yodash Yesham Adam, then you knew someone was there. Basuch, and if it was open, Yodash Yesham Adam, that there was no other person over there. So it was all supposed to be done in a very like modest way. Yarad Vatavel, he would go to the mikveh, Alev Venistapag, he would come up, dry himself off, Venischamim Kenegad Amadur, and warm himself by the fire. And then Bo Vyashav Lo Eitzel Echav Akan, and then he would go back through to where the other Kohanim was sleeping, Ad Shasharim Niftachim, until they opened the gates, and then Yotze Vaholachle, he would leave the temple, because even though he's been to the mikveh, he still only becomes pure that night, at nightfall. So he had to leave the temple even after he'd been to the mikveh.